What did you rate your overall performance today?
Collectively, I would say okay. Individually, we had too many mistakes in our game, especially before the goals. I think we've seen today two things which came together. On one side, we've seen a top-class Tottenham performance, and on the other side, we've seen, as I said, too many individual mistakes from us before the goal, and then it could happen that you concede a defeat, and a heavy defeat as well, like we've done today. So we wanted to be brave, we wanted to create our moments as well, we wanted to take the energy from the stands, and I think we had some moments in the box. We hit the bar, we had some strikes on target, but if you are as brave as we were and you play one against one last line, press them, then you cannot give this goal so easy away. Before the first goal, it was not the best decision to cross this ball from Jonas Lössl rather than to play it long line, and then Chris Löwe was easy able to avoid this ball in behind. Chance for Harry Kane, goal for Tottenham. This is the story. Second goal, they've shown their top class. They played five times, I think, with one touch. But even then, we were there. We cleared this ball, but unfortunately, we cleared this ball to the opponent, 2-0, and then it felt that it was over before it really started. And the third one was a throw-in. The throw-in usually is easy to avoid or to defend. And then we conceded the third one, and the last one was as well only a mistake from our side. We played into the pressure rather than to play out of the pressure, and then we conceded a transition goal, a counter-attack goal in the stoppage time. So as I said, first of all, big credit to Tottenham, top-class side. They've shown it today, but we made it too easy for them, especially before the goals. And if this comes together, you will lose a football match, and then you can lose it 4-0 as well.
Harry Kane will obviously get the headlines, but Laurent de Potter, for you, he had a pretty decent game up front.
Yes, absolutely, and it wasn't the first time now. I think he's done well. He worked, he had some moments. He really gave the centre-backs of Tottenham a battle, but at the end, I don't think it makes sense after a 4-0 defeat to speak about individuals, not in the defense, about their mistakes. The mistakes were too obviously that I have to point fingers on the players, and as well not about the offense, because we've lost 4-0.
Dean Hoyle said in his pre-match program notes, games against the likes of Spurs kind of hit home that you are a Premier League side after that result. Would you probably agree with that?
To be honest, we felt before this game like a Premier League side, because we've already played six games before this game in the Premier League. We've said before and we've seen today that this was a different class today of an opponent in the Premier League. Tottenham has shown it. And if you like to get something out of the game, a little bit out of this game, you have to be 100% in terms of concentration, especially in the defense. If you give them a chance, they probably use it. If you give them a present as a chance, then they use it for sure. And today we gave too many presents. So I'm disappointed that they didn't have to work enough for their chances, that we gave them the chances. This is a disappointment which I had out of the game. Not the result. Listen, I know exactly why we conceded this result, and I can quickly leave this behind me.
International break, of course, next week. Has it now come at a good time to work on those mistakes for the Swans again?
Good time or not, international break. The FIFA says when the international break is, so I only have to work with it and accept it. For sure, we like to show, and we will show, that we learned our lessons, and today we learned lessons. It's different if you hear it as a player from your manager. Listen, you have to be 100% in terms of concentration in every single second, or if you feel it, and today they felt it, what it means if you be unconcentrated for 1 second and make not this easy, clear things right. And they will learn. They have the character to learn.
Final one for me about the atmosphere. I mean, it was difficult. I know it was difficult for me to try and concentrate on my work with just the crowd making the noise. Is it good to see that you've got a team that the fans are engaging with and willing to support, even at times of difficulty when you are 3-0 down?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think this is maybe what is special here about the Huddersfield supporters. They really feel if a team is, or if their team is brave, and if their team gives really 100% effort. And I think this is what the players have done today. They were brave. They tried it to really create something against them rather than only to sit back and hope for a point. We really wanted to play against them. And they've seen as well that the team gave 100% effort with too many individual mistakes.